I'm Dennis Dugard, and I'm the governor of South Dakota. And I'm here in California to recruit dairies to come to South Dakota and establish milk-producing operations there.
3 years here. It sounds like you guys have progressed each year with your message. Give us a little background about how you've come along and what the status is of your processors in the state of South Dakota.
Okay, we have a number of cheese-producing facilities in South Dakota. We have some fluid milk processing facilities also, and they're all doing very well. In fact, we've got a brand new one opening later this summer, Bell Brands. They make the Laughing Cow cheeses and the Mini Baby Bell snack cheeses. I think they're the number one snack cheese in America now. They're establishing a brand new plant in South Dakota, and so we need more milk. In fact, we'd like to double our milk capacity in South Dakota over the next several years. So over the last 3 years, now this is the third year I've been here at the World Ag Expo, we've been coming in and we have a booth here in the dairy building, and we're trying to attract California dairymen to look at South Dakota's advantages for establishing a dairy.
Well, it sounds kind of like you've built a heck of a cart and you need some horses to help pull it.
That's right. We're feeling pretty good. And South Dakota is really a good place to do dairying. I grew up on a dairy farm. I milked cows as a kid, and so I know what it's like to have a dairy in South Dakota. Of course, dairying has changed. I'm 60 years old now, so it's a little bit different than it was 50 years ago. But we have very good land availability, and the prices are right. We have good feed availability. We have lots of forage. We have good water supply. And also our permitting processes are pretty rapid. I know from talking to some dairymen here in California, if you want to plan a new dairy operation here, you might start in 1 year and might be several years later that you are granted a permit, if you're granted one at all. In South Dakota, we've had two or three dairymen from California establish South Dakota dairy operations, and they began their permit process and secured their permit and began construction 6 months later.
I guess the attitude of the state means a whole lot, and being governor, it sounds like y'all have really put some legislative things in place to give that a fast track, so to speak.
Right. We've been very deliberate about trying to make South Dakota a friendly place for business. In fact, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce just last April identified South Dakota as having among the 50 states the best business climate of all of them. And then CNBC followed up in July and came to the same conclusion. They named South Dakota number one for business of all 50 states. And one of the key reasons in both cases was the reasonability of regulatory climate. Our folks at the state level and the county level, they do apply the regulations fairly and responsibly, but they do it quickly. And so we had a manufacturer that came from Canada, and he was telling me earlier, I guess it was late last year, he said, when we applied for our permit in South Dakota and then got it, we actually received the permit more quickly than we even received an acknowledgement of our application in other places. He was just amazed. And that's something I've tried to urge upon our regulators. Look, apply the regulations fairly, but get it done. Don't let it sit on the desk. Don't drag it out. Let people know, yes or no. Get it done.
I guess at first glance, people might hear this in California or anywhere else in the dairy industry around the country and say, well, gosh, are they trying to move our industry away and take our dairies away? But people looking for a way to expand generationally and give those the younger generation that want to stay in dairying an opportunity to do so without, like you say, the long wait or the impossibility of not being able to do it in the areas they might be from originally.
That's right. And so it definitely is not, in the cases with which I'm familiar, it's not a replacement situation. It's a case where a California dairyman has maybe reached the limits of his land availability here and is looking to expand, maybe wants to get a son or a son-in-law or a manager into an ownership situation in an enlarged or different location, but can't find that location in California because space constraints or else the forage availability. It's declining as people are moving from forage crops into nut crops. And so the difficulty of finding a place and getting it permitted within a reasonable amount of time is causing them to look to other locations. And we're encouraging that look to include South Dakota.
I guess economically speaking, you look at tax structures and some of these other stories that you hear out here. And, you know, in the Southeast, we run our network in the southeastern U.S. and Florida and Georgia and Alabama. We've got some big dairies down there, same kind of thing. That's got to be attractive as well.
Right. I was surprised when I first started coming out here that the regulatory aspect was probably the chief element that caused California dairymen to look at South Dakota. But what I was pitching, and I think they're pleased to find, is not only is the regulatory climate good, but the economics are very good. We don't have any personal income tax. We have no corporate income tax. Feed costs are low, and our milk prices are high. In fact, because we have such competition for the milk among these cheese producers and fluid milk processors, gosh, I was talking to one of our cheese producers who is contracting for $30 a hundredweight. $30. He said, "We'll probably never." He should take a picture of that check because that probably is a peak he'll never see again. And it's a confluence of high prices generally and the quality of this producer's milk and the term in terms of the protein content and the milk fat content. But the prices per hundredweight have been ranging between $18 to $20. $22, more recently $25 per hundredweight. So when you get milk prices that high and feed costs as low as they are and land costs as low as they are, it makes the economics really look good for South Dakota.
Looking at your map here, you've got a certain part of the state. You've got circles around it. Some counties are dark and some counties are lighter, but I guess those are the areas that where the counties themselves at the county level have made a decision, yes, we want to attract this into our area. Is that the way it's working? And what kind of a success level have you seen over the 3 years that y'all have progressed? Because it sounds like your story has changed a little each year in an improved sort of way from your perspective in coming to California. Y'all have been making progress in making this process easier and, like you say, pushing some of these regulatory issues out the door to make them quicker.
Yes. There's no question we're approaching it in a wiser fashion than we did even 3 years ago. 3 years ago, we would attract a dairy and we'd say, we want to help you. They would go to the county for a zoning decision, and even though they maybe met all the zoning criteria, there might be some neighbors that were afraid, that worry about the manure spill or worry about, you know, would they drive land prices higher? And so you got a situation where the locals were a little bit unsure and maybe oppositional, and the state level at my and my staff were urging it upon them, and it became a conflict-laden situation. So we've changed our approach since then. We've since then gone to counties, and we say, look, if you want animal husbandry, you want animal agriculture in your county, let us know, and if so, we'll help you. We'll do some GIS analysis of your, where are the the shallow aquifers in your county, where would access to hardtop roads be good, where would the power and water be available, where would there be setbacks that were sufficient to meet the zoning criteria. And if the counties say no, then we just don't deal with them. If the county says yes, then we go through all this analysis, help them identify where a good, say, a dairy could locate and which are the best spots for those locations. And then we go to the landowners and say, would you sell 40 acres or would you help partner with a dairy on an 80-acre parcel or something to get a dairy in here? And those that say yes, now we've got an inventory in a county that said, yes, we want it. And we've got prospective sites from landowners who, yes, I'm willing to sell or lease. And so we're much better positioned to have that regulatory process, that permitting process at the county level go well. And we've seen it is going well now. Just within the last 9 months, we've had three different permits that have gone. Two of them have been unanimous votes of approval at the county level, and one of them was also a unanimous vote. Now, it's been appealed to a court action, so that one might slow down a little bit. But for the most part, the process at the county level is much improved and much more streamlined now.
It sounds, too, like you're using good science going in the door in a prerequisite sort of way so that you're ready for those applicants when they come instead of the other way, waiting for the application and then forcing it through this long process of studies.
No question that going through this process ahead of time, especially from the county commissioner or their zoning board point of view, you help educate them about the criteria that you should find for a best location. And then they see those best location criteria applied, and then they have an applicant who meets them. So they're much more apt to welcome them with open arms and say, yeah, you're the kind of people we want. We've already deliberately voted through a resolution to invite people like you here. Here you are. Now you've accepted our invitation. You meet the criteria, so we're going to approve your zoning request.
Is California the only place you're really targeting in terms of this right now? Are you going to other states and other parts of the country?
Well, we're sticking with California. California is the number one milk-producing state. Tulare County is the number one county within California. Here is where the World Ag Expo is. And so we could spend our time going to a lot of places, but California has a lot of what we're after. It has dairymen that are quality dairymen that are successful, that have the financial wherewithal to expand, that are looking and maybe a little bit constrained by the situation here, but would be unconstrained by the good situation in South Dakota.
What am I not asking, Governor? What do you have to add?
Well, I think another thing that is interesting for people to hear is right now, the demand by our processing facilities is such that we could double our dairy herd over the next several years, and we would still have more capacity that our processors would like to add even more cattle beyond that. So that there's definitely demand for dairy herds in South Dakota, and we're hoping people will respond and help us meet that demand.
Governor Dennis Dugard, South Dakota, appreciate your time today on AgNet West, and good luck.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having me.